This is the weather, man, and as you probably already know, the sound of my voice is an insult to the entire digital community.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com, you got them naked chicks on there, man, you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
My service in Congress, I took the initiative of creating the internet.
The user experiences being inside the virtual world.
And it immerses you in the technology, meaning that the rest of the world is shut off. It sort of toys with your senses to allow you to think that a world that's not real really is.
The internet, after all, what's the internet? The internet, after all, what's the internet?
It sort of immerses you in the technology.
The user
really is not real.
But unfortunately, as we've seen with TV and video games, such technology is rarely used for wholesome purposes.
It's called virtual reality, and it's about to fulfill major end-time prophecies.
Gratuitous violence. Gratuitous violence. Gratuitous violence. How does this gratuitous violence sell the gospel?
It immerses you
in the house of the Lord.
It immerses you
in the house of gratuitous violence.
And all of this coming down at the same time that the Bible tells us deception will be the order of the day in the last days, and suddenly we're creating our own deception. It's like we're fulfilling our own prophecy.
It's a tough lesson being taught in the house of the Lord.
The internet, after all, what's the internet? Publicly funded, like virtually every part of modern technology, you know, public pays for it, and then it ultimately gets into the pockets of the guys who own the place. Well, the internet is such an example, a dramatic example. Okay, after 30 probably years of public funding, design, you know, innovation, everything else, to get this huge free system around, a year or two ago it was handed over to private corporations, it was commercialized. And they're happy to tell you what they're going to do with it, you know. Read Bill Gates' new book, he tells you what the problem is with the internet. The problem is access is too easy, and there isn't enough advertising. So they'll take care of that.
But can it copy your ass? The Xerox 790 ass jet, yes. Photocopying your ass on a standard copying machine can result in blurs, blackouts, and an overall compromise of ass clarity. But the 790 ass jet's 208-bit microprocessor ensures a perfect copy every time.
Buy now, and we'll toss in free of charge the original Declaration of Independence.
It's a tough lesson being taught in the virtual world.
I think it really kind of made me see the importance of turning to God for answers instead of
a world that's not real.